Sophie Bell from Cavan has become one of the most recognisable young voices in Irish farming, using social media to bring the reality of agriculture to a new audience. With more than 100,000 followers on Instagram and over 50,000 on TikTok, Sophie has shown the dedication, challenges and rewards behind life on the farm while helping to connect consumers with where their food comes from. As a young woman building a future in agriculture, Sophie represents a new generation of farmers embracing tradition while also using modern tools and platforms to tell their story. Sophie, delighted to be chatting to you today on the show. Take me back to the beginning. What first sparked your passion for farming, and when did you realise agriculture was the path that you wanted to follow?
Yes, thank you very much for having me. I think I always grew up on the family farm, so I think the interest was already there and it was always there when I was growing up, and that was my passion. And I always had such an interest in animals and the land and being outside. And I think naturally then as I aged, I gravitated towards lots of friends similar to me in the rural community. And I think maybe when I was 15 or 16, I had a lot more responsibility on the farm, and I also bought my own calves with my savings. So I think that's where the vested interests really blossomed and started. And from there, it's just been a really positive journey, and there has been a lot of hard work and commitment and resilience. But yeah, it's been great.
It's almost as if you were like born for it, nearly a vocation that you have followed. Now, though, you've built a massive following online, over 100,000 followers on Instagram, 50,000 then on TikTok. What made you decide to start sharing this journey that you're going through online?
I never really set out to have it scale to the volume that it has. I always just loved taking videos and photos of the animals and the land itself. And people just were really engaged in what I was doing, and it seemed to just organically blossom from there. And I think the last 2 years, it's grown massively, and it's been a wonderful experience, and so many brilliant opportunities have come from it. And yeah, I just never really set out to do it. And I think it's important to showcase my career because I didn't come from a large farm. And I think a lot of people believe that you need to come from a big farming family in order to thrive in the industry. So I think people love to see a different aspect of how to get into agriculture.
Speaking of different aspects, agriculture has traditionally been very viewed as a male-dominated industry. What has your experience been like as a young woman working in farming? Have attitudes towards women in agriculture changed now, or are they still changing?
When I was in college in the UK, there was no issues as a woman in the industry, and I found it so refreshing. And there was actually more women in the classroom in comparison to men, and I just found it such an equal playing field. However, then whenever I graduated, that's when it started getting quite tricky, and I had to really work harder in order to prove myself. Also, whenever I've been dealing with any things such as planning permission or contracts from authorities, I've had to change the name because they've presumed it's been a man that is doing this and it's not actually a woman. So it's kind of those things that we automatically assume that this isn't being done by a young lady, and we really need to move forward with the times. And yeah, so far my experience has been positive. However, there are just little things there that we are experiencing that are really frustrating, I think.
Yeah, I can imagine it'd be frustrating. Things like this happen in a lot of industries, but particularly in farming. As Irish people, we know a lot about farming because it's probably the biggest job in the country. And for there to be still a gender divide is quite frustrating. I am really happy to hear, though, it seems to be going in a better direction, particularly as well if when you were in the UK, it was majority women that were in the class, which is great. If someone's listening to you this evening, a young woman in particular, and they're interested in pursuing a career in farming, but they don't see themselves represented enough in the industry, what would your advice be to them?
I think I would say to them, if you don't have the experience and you don't have the practical skills yet, that's absolutely fine. There's no issue there. I think find the right people that match you, that you can work for, and will give you that chance and will give you that experience. Because I went into a farm whenever I was very early in my career, and I knew that they weren't the right person for me, that they wouldn't show me what to do. They'd nearly put you down. But then the next farm I went to, she was amazing. She showed me so much, and I learned so much about agriculture, and they really formulated the rest of my journey. So I think start there and learn what you like, learn what you want to do, what direction you want to go, and then see if education is the route for you as well. It's not for everyone. There is so many other things out there, such as apprenticeships or just going abroad to other destinations or other farms. Find what's right for you. You don't have to do what the other person next to you has done.
I'm sure there are a lot of young aspiring farmers following you online as well. What is a typical day in the life for you? I imagine it's unpredictable and it's demanding and it's changing all the times, but give me like a framework. What does a typical day look like for you on the farm?
A typical day, I think you'd start early checking the animals, making sure they're all okay. At the moment, it's a bit less stressful because it's the summertime and they're all outside and they're all very content, and breeding season is now over. But normally, you'd spend the morning getting them sorted and making sure everything's fine and making sure they're fed and watered and moving any fences that need moving. Then I'd actually go to my day job. I think a lot of people are surprised to hear that a lot of farmers actually work during the day to have a wage for themselves. And then I'd come home. There'd be a lot of admin to do, and then probably some kind of machinery work. And we're actually building in the yard at the moment, so there is a lot of thinking to be done around that, I suppose. And yeah, you'd normally finish up around 10 in the evening to do it all again. Yeah, that is,
Long
it
days.
varies so much. Yeah,
Yeah,
quite a
long
long
days,
day.
but you clearly love what you do, so that's why you've gone down this route and you're balancing it with a daytime job as well. What are the biggest challenges do you think facing young people who want to enter farming today? What would make the biggest difference in helping them get started?
I put up a video at the weekend about how many young people want to get into agriculture, but it's too expensive in terms of land, equipment, and infrastructure. And it's on around 300,000 views at the moment, and it's all positive comments of people agreeing that so many people want to get into the industry. And young people, they're so invested, but they just can't because there's no financial, they can't financially get into it because it just costs too much. And that's the barrier for a lot of motivated and educated young people.
What can we do to change that? Does there need to be more funding from like a governmental level?
There is funding for infrastructure. However, it's very hard to navigate that, and it can often be a lot more expensive to go down the funding route. So I think funding needs to be there for all of those things, but they need to be accessible and they can't be expensive or stressful on the farmer, because I think that is a huge barrier to accessing that.
Yeah, still a lot of work to be done. And I'm sure that's not a surprise to anyone listening to you this evening. I know you're part of the docu-series Irish Farmers, A Love Story, which I love the idea of this. It debuted last month at the Lighthouse Cinema in Dublin. And it's not actually a love story per se, it's more so a story of devotion to land and to animals and communities and to generations of farmers. What does that message mean to you?
I think it's a beautiful message. It's really kind of taken a whole new outlook on agriculture, and I love how it's featured three women of three different generations, and it's shone a light onto not just the farm, but also ourselves as people. I think it's such an important message to show the people behind the work and the different routes we have taken as farmers and how we've adapted our problems and overcome all of them and how well we're doing in the industry. I think it's amazing to see, and I hope it sets a standard for how we should show agriculture to the wider audience. Yeah.
Speaking of the wider audience who will have seen you and the other two female farmers in that docuseries, but also even on your own socials, what do you hope people take from that coverage and that awareness?
Whether they're farmers or not, or they're vested in agriculture or not, I hope it inspires them to go down the route they want to go down in life and have the confidence to pursue their passion. I also want people to connect to the industry and realize how their food is produced and the care and thought that goes into it, and to highlight that it's very important to support the local farmers and make sure that we give them our care and love, because without farmers and without agriculture in Ireland, we'd not have that many jobs.
This is true. What is exciting you the most about the future of the next generation of Irish farmers? So far, I think this conversation, although has been cautiously optimistic, we probably haven't focused on all the good that is yet to come from the next generation, which includes yourself.
Yeah, I think the next generation are hugely optimistic. They're really good at thinking in scenarios and overcoming problems and being really critical thinking. And I think they're so adaptive to problems that might arise in the industry, and I hope that they are just given the opportunity to use their skills and use their knowledge. But yeah, I'm really excited to see what the next generation brings, because I've attended so many schools and universities and award ceremonies, and their knowledge is, yeah, it's just breathtaking. So I look forward to seeing what's next.
If people want to find out what's next from you, Sophie, where can we find you on social media?
Thank you. I'm on Instagram and TikTok. It's Sophie_Bell with two more underscores.
Amazing. Sophie, thank you so much for taking time out and chatting to me this evening on a Radio Scrape Chat.
Thank you so much.